Hi. Hello?
Somebody called me from this number. This is Pastor Crockett, People with Vision Ministry.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for calling Consort Mortgage. My name is Kenny. Is this Mr. Crockett?
This is Pastor Crockett, People with a Vision Ministry.
Hi, sir.
How can I help you?
Yeah, the reason we actually reached out to you is because we recently received a credit inquiry for a mortgage transaction. We're actually one of the lenders, sir, from Consort Mortgage, and we would like to know, were you trying to purchase a home, refinance?
No, you got the wrong. No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm not trying to purchase no home. But thanks for calling.
You are not trying to refinance or anything like that, to purchase a home or to cash out?
No, all I'm trying to know, I own the property. I'm just getting a line of credit, and I've already talked to my bank and got something set up with my bank. I'm trying to get a line of credit, so I think I'm straight. But thank you for calling.
Oh, that's actually the reason why we're calling, sir, because we would like for you to go ahead and just do comparing the pricing. I mean, this is with no obligation at all, sir. It would only take 3 minutes of your time. That way you could go ahead and just listen to what our offer is. Can I go ahead and just transfer you over to one of our agents so you can just, you know, compare pricing? I mean, it's absolutely for free. I promise you that if you don't hear a great price and if you think that it's not correct for you, you just leave it alone and that's it.
I don't want a lot of stuff going on with my credit, because my credit is 830, and I've already got my credit union.
You
can call me back.
You have to keep in mind, Mr. Crawford, that you do have 45 days that you can actually do like searching, and this will not affect your credit at all, sir.
Yeah, well, it may not, but I'll see what they do. Give me your information, and I'll call you back if they can't help me, because they've already given me a price that I like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I could do, I'm going to transfer you over to one of my sales agents in the States. You give them your information. Since I'm not a sales agent, they are. They're the licensed agents. And you give them your information. And then from there, if you want to move forward with them, they already have your information, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, so bear with me on the line. I'm going to connect you with them, present you over to them. And then from there, if you want to go ahead and move forward with them, that would be your choice, okay?
All right, thank you.
Give me a second, okay? I'm going to introduce you to them. You're welcome. Give me a moment. And you said you wanted to get a loan, correct?
No, I want to get a line of credit. You're asking too much. How did you get my number?
Our credit bureau, sir, from the credit bureau, we actually received your information since you were looking around.
Yeah, but I don't know why they would give you my information, but... I'm already chosen. I'm already got somebody, but go ahead and transfer me over.
Okay. Hello.
Yes. Hi, this is Ron Miller. Can I help you?
Hi, Ron. I have Mr. Stanford Crockett on the other line, and he wants to go ahead and get information about a loan.
Okay.
No, I want to get your information in case I want to get a loan. I want to get your information in case I want to get a loan. I don't want to give you mine. You can give me your information. And I'll call you back if it doesn't work with my credit union. I'm not comfortable giving my information out.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable giving my information out over the phone.
Okay, it's not a problem.
I asked her how she get my number.
Yeah, the way that she got your number is because the three major credit bureaus sell your information